Good morning. This is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. President Reagan holds a New Year news conference tonight with an old theme, deficit financing. The president's forthcoming budget is expected to foresee some $200 billion in red ink. Emerging from a White House meeting yesterday, even Senator Paul Laxalt, the Nevada Republican who sides with the president, was dubious.
Numbers are a little terrifying. The deficit numbers that we're looking at now are huge and probably intolerable, but no decisions have been made as yet. That's what the president's going to have to do here within the next several days.
We spoke to CBS News White House correspondent Bill Platt this morning, who will have a front seat at tonight's news conference, and we asked whether it's assumed that the budget will be the front and center subject this evening.
There are some people who wonder why the president is having a news conference tonight, since he has very little that he's able to say at this point on the budget. His advisors apparently believe that it's time, since his last one was on the 11th of November. But there is absolutely nothing that the president has to tell us about the budget process. He certainly is not going to say that he's ready to cave in and cut defense spending, for example. So it seems to be more of an exercise than anything else.
Is this taking the budget fight to the people? Is it that sort of a plea?
Well, if he takes the budget fight to the people, he can't expect much support in the trenches because he's going to have to ask to cut some social programs additionally in the coming year. And the deficit is going to remain very high, which will not be welcomed on Wall Street.
Where is it anticipated the cuts could come? In the so-called social area?
They can't get enough money out of the social programs by general consensus to bring the budget down below, say, a $175 billion deficit. That means, in the thinking of many people on Capitol Hill, including some of the president's best friends, that he's going to have to turn to the Pentagon, to the military spending budget, to get some cuts. But he's going to have to spend less, in the end, on the military. And he may also have to raise taxes.
Congressman Phil Graham of Texas, drummed out of his committee seat by the Democratic leadership, holds a news conference in Bryan, Texas today. Speculation is that this most prominent of the so-called boll weevils is looking for a home in the Republican Party. Graham, the speculation goes, may resign and then run as a Republican in a new election. There seems to be sentiment for that in the restaurant and bowling alley in his hometown.
It would probably be the best thing for him to do. We elected Phil Graham to do a job, and I think he should do it, vote with his own feelings as to what's right and what's wrong.
So if he thinks he can do more good for the people in the other party, then yes, he should change.
The Democratic Party is not treating him fairly.
I think they're just punishing for standing up for what he believes in.
At least he's been man enough to... And American enough to do what he feels is most conscionable.
Graham's been playing it close to his vest, in the pocket of which he has a letter from President Reagan inviting him to join the Republican Party. A Soviet spy satellite powered by radioactive fuel is expected to re-enter the atmosphere in the next few days with the remote potential for danger. Bill Lynch has details in Washington.
Cosmos 1402, launched last August 30th, is an orbiting radar station designed to scan the world's oceans. It is powered by a small nuclear reactor fueled with a radioactive isotope. 5 years ago, a similar Soviet satellite crashed into northern Canada, spewing uranium-235 over a wooded area. U.S. intelligence reports say Cosmos 1402 could make an uncontrolled reentry on or before January 23rd. Other sources say, however, that the Soviets may still be able to prevent such an accident. The usual procedure is for these radar surveillance satellites to operate in low Earth orbit for a few months and then be boosted into a safe higher orbit. Such a maneuver apparently failed on December 20th, creating a potential radioactive hazard. Bill Lynch, CBS News, Washington.
The City Council of Englewood, New Jersey, has adopted a resolution aimed at preventing the Libyan ambassador to the United Nations from moving into a million-dollar mansion and using it as a diplomatic mission. The council wants the State Department to evict the ambassador for violating the Foreign Missions Act. The Englewood councilwoman, Joan Meltzer, says her community doesn't want diplomats from any country moving in.
All our efforts now number one, to prevent the Libyan mission deal from being consummated, in other words, that they move in, and number two, to prevent any other mission from coming into Englewood.
The Warsaw Pact is winding up a two-day summit meeting in Prague, which is expected to launch an all-out campaign against the introduction of medium-range missiles by NATO in Europe. The Czech party paper says this morning the pact would even be willing to dissolve if NATO would agree to disband as well. Soviet leader Andropov has already offered to reduce the number of Russian SS-20 missiles aimed at Western Europe to the level of the missiles held by Britain and France, a suggestion already rejected by both British and French leaders. Pope John Paul II has moved to strengthen the hand of his church in his native Poland. Details from Alan Pizzi in Rome.
Pope John Paul used his regular weekly general audience today to announce that he will name 18 new cardinals, among them Archbishop Joseph Glemp of Poland. Also included in the list was a Soviet churchman and Archbishop Bernardine of Chicago. The naming of the two Eastern Bloc churchmen to the College of Cardinals comes amid controversy over the possibility of Bulgarian and, by association, Soviet Union involvement in the plot to kill the Pope in May 1981. The Soviets have been going out of their way to discredit such speculation. Among the notables not included in the list was Archbishop Paul Marcinkus of Cicero, Illinois. Marcinkus is head of the Vatican Bank, which has been under pressure because of its connections to a discredited Italian banker who committed suicide after his bank collapsed. Marcinkus also acted as personal bodyguard to the Pope and as governor of the Vatican City State, a post that normally leads to a cardinal's red hat. Two of the new cardinals are over 80 years old and, as such, may not vote in papal elections. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Rome.
In Washington, President Reagan hosts Israel's President Levon at the White House today. That will be the first high-level meeting since Mr. Reagan offered his Middle East peace formula September 1st. More on this meeting and Bill McLaughlin at the State Department.
The man President Reagan will host a lunch for today is viewed by many influential Israelis as a leading candidate to replace Prime Minister Begin. Israeli President Yitzhak Navon holds a ceremonial office. His only power is moral. But in the post-Beirut massacre Israel, that moral power looks increasingly attractive. Navon leaves the presidency this spring, and there are many in the Israeli Labor Party who would like to make him their leader. They think this way. Navon is well-liked, respected by intellectuals, and personally above reproach. Plus, he has a beautiful wife, and like a majority of Israelis, is a Sephardic or Oriental Jew. Briefly, the ideal candidate to oppose Begin. It is highly unlikely that Mr. Navon's future will be discussed at today's luncheon, but it is very likely that it is being discussed by Mr. Reagan's advisors. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, the State Department.
CBS News, I'm David Jackson. A big bull weevil is looking for a new home and hopes to find one in the Republican Party. He sided with the Republicans on the Reagan budget. David Dick has details from Bryant, Texas.
As of today, he is former Democratic Congressman Phil Graham. He expects to be the new Republican Congressman Phil Graham of Texas after a special election. He made his decision public today at a news conference here in his home district.
After a long and prayerful deliberation, I have concluded that the only honorable course of action is to resign my seat in Congress and to seek re-election as a Republican.
Graham said this decision was the result of his removal from the House Budget Committee.
The action of the House Democratic leadership in denying me my seat on the Budget Committee has not just punished me for representing the people who sent me to Washington. It has disenfranchised the people of my district by denying them representation to which they're entitled. My crime was that I dared practice in Washington what I preached here at home.
Graham said he did not know whether his decision was a wise one, but that he believed it was an honest one. David Dick, CBS News, College Station, Texas.
We've got power-packed NFL playoff action for you this Saturday and Sunday on CBS Radio. It's the first-round playoffs, and we'll bring you two back-to-back play-by-play doubleheader days, including live reports from all the other important postseason play in the AFC and NFC. Saturday, it's Detroit at Washington, followed by Cleveland against the Raiders. Sunday, you'll get the New York Jets at Cincinnati, followed by Tampa Bay at Dallas. And don't forget those live reports from the four other important first-round playoff games. The biggest CBS radio sports team ever fielded will cover the biggest NFL playoff weekend in history. Doubleheader action this Saturday and Sunday, plus live reports from the four other games. The NFL first-round playoff action begins at 12:15 p.m. Eastern, 11:15 Central, 9:15 Pacific, this Saturday on CBS Radio. It's something special.
A Soviet spy satellite may be falling without much grace from the sky. It's powered by a small nuclear reactor, and it could spread radioactive material in the atmosphere or on the Earth's surface if it gets that far. A private satellite watcher in Washington, Norman Baker of the Defense Daily News Service, outlines the problem.
This type of a satellite is in three sections. One is a rocket booster system. Another is the nuclear reactor. And then you have what is known as the operating payload, the radar itself, which does the scanning of the ocean surface. Now, there may have been a breakup of one of the stages separating from each other. But the payload itself, with a nuclear reactor, the one that everybody's concerned about, is tumbling in Earth orbit. Now, this prevents the Soviets from firing this satellite out to what they call a safe storage orbit.
Intelligence sources say it could come down on or before January 23rd. Government testers are retesting Times Beach, Missouri today to see whether or how badly 1970s dioxin contamination was spread by last month's floods there. Before the flooding, dioxin levels in some parts of the town were 100 times normal. There's no apparent movement in the Israeli-Lebanese talks. Round four is set for tomorrow in the Israeli border settlement of Kiryat Shmona. U.S. diplomat Draper met with Israel's foreign minister Shamir today after seeing Lebanese leaders in private yesterday. No one can settle on an agenda for the negotiations. And a source says today, we are not on the verge of a solution. A fire roared in the Oval Office fireplace as President Reagan greeted Israel's President Yitzhak Navon this morning. The Israeli presidency is a largely ceremonial position, but Navon used to be a Labor Party activist, and he's mentioned as a possible successor to Prime Minister Begin should Labor find itself back in power. On Wall Street at the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 4.52 at 1,050.50. Big board volume so far, 54 million shares. More news coming up.
Sir, 50 yards right of center channel. Time to next turn, 30 seconds. Next course, 320.
Guiding any ship into port takes a lot of precision. When it's one of the Navy's biggest ships, it takes the kind of experience that would make Bill Riley a welcome member of any navigation team. Some of the best people in their fields are working in the Navy. Men and women who believe being the best means more when it's done for their country.
20 yards to anchorage, on track.
Navy know-how. It's working for America.
Exercise, diet, fitness, medical developments, all in our minds these days. I'm Dr. Peter Salgo for CBS News. Monday through Friday, join me for Health Talk, all about your health. Suggestions for keeping fit, new developments in medicine, diet and exercise, what you want to know about health care, and tips you can use. So listen in for Health Talk Monday through Friday on most of these CBS radio network stations. It's something special.
Posses of well-armed deputies have fanned out through a California canyon near Fulton. They're looking for a self-styled survivalist who himself is armed and is accused of shooting a deputy and a highway patrolman. He's said to have a history of mental problems. If Wall Street averages aren't exactly smoking yet today, the brokers may be. The Cigar Association of America surveyed stores and restaurants around Wall Street and found that cigar sales rise dramatically with bull markets. David Jackson, CBS News.
Have you taken a good look at your career lately? How your working life stacks up against others in your field? Are you making as much as they are, rising as fast? Are you getting the recognition and challenge you deserve? There is a publication that can help you answer questions like these. The National Business Employment Weekly, published by the Wall Street Journal every week. The National Business Employment Weekly contains valuable articles, from writing effective resumes to career planning guidance, and hundreds of top job opportunities from every regional edition of the Wall Street Journal all across the country. Executive, managerial, and professional jobs from $25,000 to $250,000. If you're looking for a better job, you may find a better job looking for you in the National Business Employment Weekly. Pick up a copy at your newsstand, or if you prefer, we'll rush you the next 8 copies by first-class mail for $29. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-228-5500. That's 800-228-5500, except in Nebraska. Major credit cards accepted.
President Reagan spent the day preparing for this evening's news conference, his first this year. It may be heard over many of these CBS stations at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. He met with advisors on the question of the budget deficit and whether to reduce defense spending. The president also met with Israeli President Yitzhak Navon, considered a possible successor to Prime Minister Begin. Afterward, he told reporters the United States remains committed to the future of Israel.
The security of Israel is inescapably connected with peace in the Middle East. Principal goal of both our peoples. A succession of American presidents have committed this nation to assisting in the achievement of that goal. And I can assure you that our commitment to peace is one that I'm proud to carry forward.
A Soviet spy satellite has broken into pieces while orbiting in space and is expected to crash to Earth. The satellite, known as 1402, is nuclear-powered. James Oberg, an author and expert on the Soviet space program, explains the problem.
1402 was commanded to raise its orbit, and instead the satellite broke apart in its low orbit. And so now there are numerous pieces up there, including the reactor casing, that are all coming down. I think it might be of great interest to find out which of the pieces is the reactor, because, of course, there are several pieces up there, and we don't know which is the reactor.
Pope John Paul today announced the names of 18 new cardinals to be officially elevated next month. Among them, Joseph Bernardin, the Archbishop of Chicago, and Joseph Glimp, head of the Roman Catholic Church in Poland. Peter Schweitzer has a report on reaction in Warsaw.
The news that Pope John Paul II has made Archbishop Joseph Glimp a cardinal, a prince of the Catholic Church, came as no surprise to the Polish people. Glimp has been Poland's primate, its leading religious figure, since the death of Cardinal Wyszyński more than a year ago. His leadership has been criticized by some junior clergy for being too conciliatory with General Jaruzelski and the military authorities. But Glimp has strongly replied that his brand of quiet diplomacy is much more effective, that solidarity's tactics were often naive. After talks with General Jaruzelski earlier this winter, Glimp announced that the Pope will be permitted to visit Poland again this June. Above all things, Glimp has said, Poland and Poland's church must survive. Peter Schweitzer, CBS News, Warsaw.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 2.58, volume on the big board 64,280,000 shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average 1,048.66. More news after this.
Don't you like to kiss anymore?
Sure.
Not my cheek, my mouth.
Well, you smoke so much.
I don't taste so good.
Why don't you stop? With Bantron.
Bantron?
Bantron smoking deterrent tablets help you break the cigarette habit because they help ease your craving for nicotine. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron helps.
You're scrumptious today.
Thanks to Bantron.
Bantron helps you break the cigarette habit. Use only as directed.
Rod, if you saw any more wood, you'll have a backache.
It's too late. My back's groaning now.
Oh, dear. We'll sit there a minute. I think we have some Doane's pills in the house.
That's what I love about you, honey. You think of everything.
Good advice. Doane's pills for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
You're walking like your back feels much better tonight, dear.
It sure does, thanks to Doane's pills. I'm even ready to stack that wood now.
A 28-year-old Australian skin diving champion has been rescued after surviving 3 days at sea and on a deserted island. Police in Sydney say Susan Docker was caught by currents during competition and swept out to sea on Sunday. It was Tuesday before she was washed ashore, where she subsisted by eating turtle eggs. Docker is now being treated for exposure and minor cuts. Police say they've never known anyone to be lost for so long and to be found alive. I'm Arlene Sanders, CBS News.